Ksivos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ksivos Bavli, Daf Sadik. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Zayin of a base, 6 lines before the end of the Perek, Tani Rabbi Chanan. Tani Rabbi Chanan, Koim Rabbi Yilah, Trein Amayvayim, Chad Amar Ksiva, Avaloi Letunayim, Echoran Amar Ben Beksiva Ben Letunayim. Rabbi Chanan, in front of Rabbi Yilah, said, our Mishnah said that if a miner's father married a moth and he matured, or a married Goy converted with his wife, her ksuba is valid. Two Amorim argued. One said that this refers to the Ikka ksuba, but not to stipulations, means additions. The other said that this refers to both ksuba and the stipulations. Nicha, Ger Kotten, Ger Kotten Garish. We're thinking that these refer to the previous case. One who remarries his ex-wife does so on condition that she will receive only her original ksuba. This is fine for a convert, but can a minor divorce? Amav Chagai Kiamtie Kiay Dam Rabbi Laza B'Shem Rechanina V'Hu Shebar Lea V'Sheh Nispakeyach O M'Sheh Nishtapeh
V'Hocha Hu Shebar Lea Am Shehigdil. Rabbi Chagai answered that I answer this like Rabbi Laza said in the name of Rabbi Chanina. If a husband was a cheresh or a wife was a lunatic or he or she became healthy and they stayed married, she has a ksuba. This is if he had relations with her after he became healthy or she became sane. And here, he had relations with her after he matured. Hadnalach, Perek HaKosev Le'ishtoi.
And we begin now Perek Mishahoya. Mishahoya Nosu L'Shtei Noshim U'Meza HaRishayna Koidemus L'Shniya Yoshe HaRishayna Koidmim L'Yoshe HaShniya. If a man had two wives and he died, his first wife collects before the second, and her heirs collect before the heirs of the second. Nasa Es HaRishayna U'Meza Nasa Shnia Umes Mesu Shnia Vyoshea Kidmim the Yoshia Rishina. If he married a woman and she died, and then he married a second woman and he died, the second woman or her heirs collect before the heirs of the first wife. The Gemara says Masnisa Le'inin Ksuba or Le'inin Mazonas Shtehem Shabbos. The Gemara says that our Mishnah refers to the Ksuba, but for food, both of them have equal rights. Ksuba Ukvur Mikoidim. The Gemara asks, if one wife died and before she was buried her husband died and he did not leave over enough property for his remaining wife's ksuba and burial of the mace, which has precedence? When a wife dies, burial is in the place of her ksuba. Ksuba u'milva be'idim mi koidim. Ksuba and a loan through witnesses without a document, which has precedence? The loan was a prior chiyuv, but only the ksuba is collected from Mishubadim. Ksuba u'panasas benois. Banos Mikoidim. The Gemara asks another question. Ksuba and Parnasa of the daughters, each orphan daughter receives a tenth of the estate when she marries, which has precedence? Manda Amma Koivin Parnasa Min Mishubadim Parnasas Banos Koidemis. Manda Amma Ein Koivin Parnasa Min Mishubadim Ein Parnasas Banos Koidemis. According to the opinion that we collect Parnasa from Mishubadim, Parnasa of the daughters has precedence. According to the opinion we don't collect Parnasa from Mishubadim, Parnasa of the daughters does not have precedence. Lai Ama Ela Mesa Hanes Gausha Kabal Choivi. We say that the first wife and her heirs collect before the second and her heirs only when he died, but if he divorced her, she is like a creditor and the second wife has precedence. Kadalatani Nasa Isha Vakasav Laksuba Gilsha Vloy Nasa Naksuba Nasa Acheres Vakasav Laksuba Hichseres Arishayna Vakasav Laksuba Aksubasa Rishayna, Shavishayna Kodemes Lashnia Vyosha, Vashnia Vyosha Kodemim, which is a Lashnia Shel Arishayna. We bring a source from Avisa, if one married a woman, wrote to her Aksuba, divorced her and didn't give her Aksuba, and he married another one and wrote to her Aksuba, and remarried the first and wrote to her Aksuba in addition to her first Aksuba, collection of the first Aksuba of the first wife has precedence over collection rights of the second wife and her heirs. And the second and her heirs have precedence over collection of the second ksuba of the first wife. Amar ben Nanas, I should say, Immesa achas b'chayov, achas b'maiso yucholim, yoshe harishayna loima, le yoshe hashnia im kabal choiv atem tlu es shilachem v'su, I should say, v'anu nitol hashah b'ksuba stolen t'bolot dichrin, v'im lav anu ba'atem nachleik b'shaveh. Ben Nana says that if one wife died in his lifetime and one after his death, the heirs of the first can say to the heirs of the second, if you're like a creditor, take your ksuba and leave, and we take the rest due to ksuba So with banan dichrin, if not, we and not we and you will divide equally. Amalei Rekiba, b'nei shniyah kafsa aleihem yurushas Torah, v'noglin k'sabas iman v'choyvim v'cholkin. Rekiba says that the latter's heirs, when the husband died, Torah inheritance jumps upon them, and k'sabas banan dichrin is batel. They receive their mother's k'sabah and return to divide the rest of the mace's property equally. V'mana amma b'shiyesh sham dina yeser, nechaku abeimain sham dina yeser, af say benanas yoidi lebikiva bnei hashniya kafsa aleihem yurushas teira v'neidlin k'subas iman v'chayvin v'cholkin. But Mana says that they argue about when there is an extra dinner above the ikka k'suba and both dowries. But if there is not an extra dinner, even benanas agrees to Rebikiva that the sons of the second teira inheritance jumps upon them, and they receive the mother's k'suba and return to divide the rest. K'suba toran dichrin applies only when there is an extra dinner to fulfill her inheritance. Amalei Rav Yosi ben Ravun, hachta le tanisa pliga at aved le pliga. Rav Yosi ben Ravun objected, saying, "Where an argument was not taught, you make an argument. Then that's his word. Take your ksuba and leave, and we take the rest due to the ksuba on dichrin kano. So there's no extra dina. In this case, he and Rav Akiva argue. We have no source that they argue about when there is an extra dina. Ella." V'she'ein sham yesedina nechaku aval im yesh sham yesedina af should say Rabbi Akiva yoyde leben nanas she'ilu ve'ilu cholkim v'shabes. Well, they argue about when there's no extra dinner, but if there's an extra dinner, even Rabbi Akiva agrees to ben nanas that both of them divide equally if the second sons do not want the first sons to take ksuvas banan dechrin. V'achoyv m'ma'et v'kavasoha v'achoyv marbe. A debt that the mace owed can diminish the estate, so there's no extra dinar, and a debt that was owed to the mace can increase the estate, so there is an extra dinar. Hey Chavida, Hayosham Sade Vihi Asida Lahuzor Vyovel, Adroya Oisan Ki Ilu, which is a Kva Chaza. What's the case? If there was a field that the mace sold, and it's destined to return in Yovel, we view it as if it was returned in the calculation of the estate, and likewise if he bought a field that will return in Yovel, we view it as if it was returned. Kiddush Rachel v'kanas Leah v'chaza v'kanas Rachel aldaiten d'rabbanan Rachel kodemes aldaiten d'rabbeleza lava ben Azaria Leah kodemes. If he was mekadosh Rachel and made nesuin with Leah and returned and did nesuin with Rachel, according to the rabbanan who say that Narusa collects her full ksuba, Rachel has precedence to collect her entire ksuba. According to lava ben Azaria, Rachel has precedence only for the 100 or 200 that Narusa receives. For the additions, Leah has precedence. Oime, af reblaze, moidi, shema'achashe, chaza v'kanos rochel, rochel kodemes. And we reject that because even reblaze agrees that after he returned and did nesuin with rochel, rochel has precedence, she has a lien for her entire ksuba from erusin on condition that she make nesuin. Na'maze doime, le'echad shelove v'chavirei v'omaloi imloi echzaitu lecha mikan ad yud beis chodesh, yu kol v'chasai m'shibadu lecha, הגיע יוד בי פחידש ולהיכפה נשתבדו הנחוסם מכאן לעבור. What's it like? It's like one who borrowed from his friend and said, if I don't return to you the money within 12 months, all my property is meshuvot to you. The 12 months came and he didn't return. The property is meshuvot from now, means from the time of the loan and onwards. I mean, אם אמר לוי, לוי יהיו נחוסי משיבודים לך אלא לך יוד בי פחידש, לוי נשתבדו אלא לך יוד בי פחידש. However, if he told him, my property is not meshuvah to you until after 12 months, it's not meshuvah until after 12 months. Yom Shabbat Taim, Taflugda, Dubmeyev Rabbonon, Aldaite to Rabbi Meir, Bishtar, Nishchaivu, Hanachosim, Aldaite to Rabbonon, Vakesev Nishchaivu. The days in between, meaning during the 12 months, with Meir and Rabbonon disagree about the status of the property. According to Meir, the property is meshuvah through a document. According to Rabbonon, the property is meshuvah through money.